This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
I'm Craig D'Onofrio.
I'm Buzz Ulrich.
And I'm Kip Allen.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
Lutheran Church Missouri Synod official photographer Eric Lunsford recently accompanied President Matthew Harrison and other Synod officials to Germany. For Eric, it was like going home. I'm Kip Allen, and I'll have more on the story later in the broadcast.
The caucus began in the late 70s, and it actually began in Chicago with a group of pastors who were concerned about how the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, how the Lutheran Church in general was functioning in some urban and, of course, in black communities.
And now today's Fast Track.
Two congregational communities from the Independent Lutheran Church in Germany, or SELK, Korbach and Sachsenbergstrasse, are celebrating 150 years of church service this weekend. Tonight, the choir of North Hesse, SELK, performs the music of Lent in the Church of Christ in Korbach. Meanwhile, the brass ensemble of St. Pauli Church in Gestenbach will hold an evening of spiritual music on Sunday based upon Psalm 73, verse 28, with the church choir and organist Judith Schorling performing for the 135th anniversary of that congregation. Lutheran Church Canada has announced its received nominees for president and vice president for their 2014 National Convention. Current President Reverend Dr. Robert Bugby has accepted the nomination to stand for president, while five others declined their nominations for president of LCC. Vying for vice president are Reverend Thomas Krusel, Reverend David Bodie, Reverend Rudy Pasuka, Reverend Mark Smith, and Reverend Nolan Astley. Four others declined their nominations for vice president. Lutheran Church Canada will meet in its 10th convention, June 6th through 9th, 2014, on the campus of the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Concordia Lutheran College, St. Leopold, Brazil, will soon be celebrating its 45th anniversary. There is a planned event on the 5th of April, which will include morning worship, a luncheon, and family activities. The Brazilian Concordia College currently has 454 students enrolled. Pastor Ron Ricardo Marquardt says the Colegio Luterano Concordia helps teach the students a confessional aspect as they prepare many of the students for further theological education at the Lutheran Seminary in Brazil. World Lutheran News Digest takes news seriously, but we also enjoy a good laugh for Lutherans as well. With that in mind, news from Concordia University, Nebraska this week is both serious ministry and laughs. The CUNE Improvables comedy troupe takes the stage this week for its annual Improvathon, a fundraiser with 24 hours of continuous improv comedy aimed to serve the People's City Mission in Lincoln, Nebraska. Audience members are asked to bring a piece of new or used clothing as admission to that show, which runs from 7:30 p.m. this coming Friday night, the 21st of March, to the same time next Saturday night.
Este é Notícias Luteranas pelo Mundo. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Photojournalist Eric Lunsford accompanied President Matthew Harrison on his recent visits to Ghana, Madagascar, and Germany. Eric was excited about all of the places visited, but Germany has special meaning for him.
Germany for me is coming home.
Eric meant that literally. His family has strong ties to Germany.
My family on my mother's side is from Germany. So my mother's from Halle, which is south of Berlin. My cousins live. One of them lives in Berlin, the other one lives in München.
This was not Eric's first visit to Germany. He spent much of his childhood in that country with his grandparents. His last visit to Germany was for a sad occasion, a funeral, but he still has a special place in his heart for that country.
I had not been back to Germany since 2009 when my grandfather passed away, and I'd missed being there.
As with anywhere, it helps to know the language. Eric says he got by in Germany, although he speaks the language poorly.
I try, and I just can't get it. But the best part about being there is that you pick it up enough to get by.
Eric was in Germany with President Harrison in the town of Wittenberg, where the Reformation began. The town's history wasn't lost on him.
But coming to Wittenberg, you know, small German little town, but so rich in history.
Wittenberg is a small town geographically. As a photojournalist, Eric finds most of his photographic subjects simply by walking around the area and looking for them. Wittenberg's size was ideal for him.
It's a small town where you could walk to the train station if you want. You know, when I had been there, it was very cold, so I took a little cab to the Luther Hotel. But my favorite thing to do in Germany is to walk around.
Eric was in Wittenberg with President Harrison for a meeting of the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg's Supervisory Board. He also toured the reconstruction work at the old Latin school in the city center, and he visited the Luther House and other historic sites. As a Lutheran, Eric was especially aware of Wittenberg's historic significance.
But to know where Martin Luther nailed his thesis on that wall, on that church door, you get to connect with your faith in a different way, in an historical way. So your historical consciousness, it kind of is altered and enlarged because now you can put a historical face on this. And I think that's really just magnificent.
Seeing Martin Luther's church and the very door where he nailed his 95 theses inspired a sense of history.
But you're almost an arm's length and you see it and you just have to stop and just think about what happened, you know, almost 500 years ago that led to that. And it leads to where you are right now.
As a Lutheran, seeing the very place where the Reformation began was an emotional experience for Eric.
And you are so appreciative of it. And that's, it makes you really humbled and also very joyful that you have the opportunity to see that and connect with it in a different way.
Wittenberg, like many towns in Europe, has a history that stretches back centuries. Much of the town's layout is what it was 500 years ago. Eric had no trouble imagining what it was like in Luther's time.
What's also, you know, what's great about Wittenberg is that, you know, if you look at a map from hundreds of years ago, you can kind of make out where things were, and you're literally almost in those footsteps.
Eric found himself looking for specific landmarks where Luther visited.
There's a great little book that President Harrison wrote about, you know, a simple way to pray. It was a translation from one of Martin Luther's works that he had completed. It's a wonderful little book. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is a letter that was written to Luther's barber on request of how do you pray. And I can't help but look for the barber shop.
Even though he didn't find the barber shop, he did find other landmarks.
But, you know, when you look at a map, you're like, oh, this is where that was. Okay, that's where the Luther House was. All right. And it really gives you a sense of place.
Eric says Wittenberg combines the old and the new. In some places, it's just like a time machine.
Because, you know, there may be, you know, new stores, obviously, in the buildings. I mean, you know, what's so interesting is that you walk along Wittenberg, you got the old front of the buildings, and then there's glass doors, and you open up, and it looks like West County Mall. You know, for here in St. Louis, it's a large, you know, suburban mall. And so it kind of strikes you a little differently. But when you walk back outside, it's like you're still going back in time.
I'll have more from Eric as he continues his travels for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest.
Usted está escuchando el resumen de noticias Mundo Luterano. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
The world of Lutheranism is as vast as the earth itself. In each country where the Christian message has been given by Lutherans, the communities listen to the gospel and grow in the knowledge of what is being taught in the catechism, and why Martin Luther's Reformation is so important to the church in the 21st century. In the United States, many different Lutheran church bodies over the past 175 or so years have come together in what is now the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. During that time, the U.S. has also changed, and Black African American Lutherans play a vital role in ministry. This week, the LCMS Black Clergy Caucus met in St. Louis to discuss ministry in urban and Black communities, looking to strengthen the message of Christ crucified for the sins of all. Craig D'Onofrio sat down with three members of the LCMS Black Clergy Caucus Pastors Byron Williams, Warren Lattimore, and Donald Anthony. Pastor Anthony serves at Grace Lutheran Church in Concord, North Carolina, and at Crown and Glory Lutheran Church in Salisbury, North Carolina, and told World Lutheran News Digest the background of the Black Clergy Caucus.
Some of the history of the caucus, I guess, just to say a little bit about that history, the caucus began in the late 70s, and it actually began in Chicago with a group of pastors who were concerned about how the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, how the Lutheran Church in general was functioning in some urban and, of course, in Black communities as well. So they gathered together to address some of the concerns that they had about sharing the gospel, about reaching out into that community and being a voice for the congregation and for the pastors in the Lutheran Church and the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. And at that time, there was conversation with the ELCA or the Lutheran Church of America. But again, it was about providing a forum for Black pastors and those who were involved in Black ministry to come together to share any particular concerns that they had and to uplift ways of doing ministry, again, in those urban and in those Black communities.
The Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod tends to be kind of a German church, and I'm not German, so I feel like an outsider myself sometimes. What are some of the challenges in a church body like ours for Black ministries? Pastor Williams, can you speak to that one?
Well, Craig, there are many challenges within the Black church, especially when it comes to trying to get the African-American neighborhood to realize what Lutheranism is all about. That seemed to be one of the struggles that we are challenged with here in Dallas. But we're moving in a direction, I believe, that we don't see that as a negative, because when we have an opportunity to speak to people about what Lutheranism is all about, we begin to tell them more about the church and, you know, why Lutheranism was established, and so we're just trying to seize a moment when it comes to telling people about Lutheranism. We don't see that it's a bad thing, but it gives us an opportunity, a platform to really have a further discussion about how we can make a difference in our community when it comes to Lutheranism.
And one of the things that we often get a chance to talk about is the cultural. There are obviously cultural differences that we find in the Black Lutheran church and the Black community and the white German Lutheran community as well. A couple of months ago, we had a symposium, a multi-ethnic symposium on the grounds of Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. And at that symposium, we talked about some of the cultural challenges and some of the cultural nuances that the Black church has brought to the Lutheran church in general. And we think that one of the things that we've been able to accomplish as Black Lutherans in the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod are similar to the things that Martin Luther did. Martin Luther brought the culture, if you will, to the church. He brought the German culture to the Roman Catholic Church of that day. And over the years, as we've looked at ministry and ministry opportunities in the Black church, in the Black Lutheran church, we've incorporated some elements of our culture, gospel music, different kinds of worship styles. While we respect the liturgy of the church and the point of the liturgy, we've been able to transcend some of that with some cultural injections, if you will.
Pastor Warren Lattimore from St. Paul Lutheran Church in New Orleans, Louisiana, says historical perspective plays a role in Black Lutherans understanding the numerous relationships within the confessional Lutheran church body in America.
The way we talk about it sometimes is that we see it as a new phenomenon. But if we look at the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in the United States, we see Norwegians and Germans and Irish and local here for centuries, Americans trying to interact with each other. And it was that interaction that helped make the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod what it is today. It had immigrants, it had native-borns, it had all of these sorts of things, and they were trying to figure out how to be one body in Christ together. And so even from the very get-go with C.F.W. Walther, he once was asked, how do we do outreach to African Americans? And it was it's a funny story in retrospect, but one of his insightful, somewhat controversial opinion was, perhaps we should start speaking with them in English. because the idea was that true theology was only within the German language, and if we broke outside of it, then we might be losing something. And it's that fear, because once we start to translate, we're afraid that we might miss something in translation. And so often we just think of our theology, our faithful Lutheran theology, as data to dump on people. But if we think of theology as translation-enabling imagination, by which I mean a way of sharing the gospel with others, not just so that we can say we've done it, but so that we can be in dialogue with others so that they can see the world through the eyes of God, the way that God sees it, full of grace and love and mercy, then we're doing our task. And some of that involves culture, some of that involves translation, like going from German to English. But whatever it is, it's not just a challenge, it's an opportunity for us to understand our own faith better.
Pastor Anthony adds that when it comes to bridging American and African Lutherans together, there is still plenty of work.
Well, we've just recently, at our last clergy caucus meeting, made a commitment of making sure that we reach out to the African immigrant ministry. Again, we were at the multi-ethnic symposium in St. Louis, and there were many African immigrant ministries represented there as well. But from our perspective, the clergy caucus recognizes that the African immigrant ministry and presence is very important to the church, and we are all brothers in Christ. And so we're making intentional efforts of making sure that the information that we compile is included and is shared with the African immigrant ministries. We're looking for opportunities to work together with the African immigrant ministries. We've got several connections. We've got Reverend Dr. John Loom, who's on the campus of St. Louis. He's been a part of the clergy caucus for at least the past 15 years, if not 20 years, since he's been here. And so we do recognize how important it is that we work together, and we're making intentional efforts to stay in touch and to look for opportunities to walk together as God's people here.
As such, the LCMS Black Clergy Caucus is discussing working with some of the partner confessional Lutheran church bodies on the continent of Africa. And there is dialogue that could lead to some members of the clergy caucus to go to Africa. But they also see a need within their own country.
We see growing African congregations in the United States, among us, Missouri Synod. And so we want to partner and celebrate that growth as we encourage each other in our walking together.
You can find out more about the LCMS Black Clergy Caucus at lcms.org.
This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church, where every night of the year you can hear sacred music. Weeknights at 6 p.m., listen to sacred music on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis, as well as streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer, on Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The Bible is the source of truth, and those who are engaged in that pursuit of truth are well served to study the Bible, to learn what it offers. That's what happens weekdays on the Bible Study program on Worldwide KFUO. Hear the magnificent teachings that are revealed as we take in the Word of God. Call or email with your questions and comments, or just listen to the Bible Study on AM 850 in St. Louis, online at kfuo.org.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on KFUO.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work better to hear we long as Lutheran Firehound.
I'm Kip Allen. World Lutheran News Digest and Laughs for Lutherans would like to introduce the Looney Lutherans. They're a trio of actresses who perform their songs, dances, and skits around the country. Learn more about them at thelooneylutherans.com. World Lutheran News Digest hopes that you enjoy them as much as we do.
Well, hello there. We're the Looney Lutherans on tour with our new cookbook, Use Your Food. A guide to healthy living inside and out.
From our kitchen to yours.
Eat like a Lutheran.
I'm Lois Jensen.
I'm Ginger Johnson.
And I'm Bella Anderson. Italian by birth, Lutheran by marriage.
We've been taking our Ford LTD on a tour across the country to talk about healthy living the Lutheran way. Using items from your very own kitchen, you can create a healthy body, a healthy mind, and a healthy heart.
Of course, even if you aren't Lutheran, our tips will work for you.
Ready, gals?
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
We are the Loony Lutherans, wacky, crazy Lutherans.
We serve Jell-O on the side,
make hot dishes with pride.
We're the Loony Lutherans.
I am Ginger Johnson with an O and not an E.
I am Bella Anderson, my mom's from Italy.
I am Lois Jensen, the tallest of the three. We're musketeers,
been friends for years,
stand together steadfastly. A one, two, three.
We are the Loony Lutherans, sometimes goofy Lutherans.
We like to clap on one and three,
make our bars and drink coffee.
We are so loony,
stir our coffee with a spoonie.
This is our little toonie,
stole it from a cartoonie.
I love George Clooney.
Oh, we're the Loony Lutherans. Now let's start the show. Amen.
It's Friday night. Is everyone ready to party?
Oofta. I feel like I'm having a power surge.
What sort of question is that? We're Lutherans.
Maybe you should switch to decaf.
Friday night and the lights are low. Lutherans looking for a place to go, where they can hear some nice music,
keep their thoughts to themselves.
Hope no one will notice them.
Won't notice them.
But you're in for a shock tonight, 'cause the night is young and the music's high. You've had to fill a hot dish,
lime jello on the side.
Now you're in the mood for a dance,
and guess what, here's your chance.
You can be a dancing queen. Put your hands in the air, clap on one and three. Then nod your head, feel the beat from the
surprising as a room full of Lutherans kind of dancing.
If you don't have any moves of your own, you can always borrow some from your daily household routine.
Oh, sure, you could, you know, whip the potatoes,
iron, or dust the blinds.
If moving around like this feels a little charismatic, don't worry. Waving your arms in the air doesn't mean you're not still Lutheran.
Well, that's true. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can be a dancing queen. Put your hands in the air, clap on one and three. Then nod your head, feel the beat from the tambourine. Oh yeah. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Yeah, don't despair.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at KFUO.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@kfuo.org.